Would you open your Bibles? Today we're recounting God's great deeds, and I love what Psalm 40 verse 5 says. David says, Psalm 40 verse 5, "Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things that you have planned for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare anyway." Let's pray. Father in heaven, we just thank you for this seventh anniversary, this birthday party. Lord, it's hard to believe that it's been 7 years and all the things that you've done. And Lord, we can only share and talk about a few, but we want to just rejoice in you today and what you do in the life of your people. And so, Lord, as we always pray, we pray for spiritual eyes that see and spiritual ears that hear. Everything you want to tell us this morning, everything you want to remind us of through the power of your Holy Spirit. And we pray this always and only through Jesus, our Savior and Lord, saying, amen. So yeah, it's kind of hard to believe that this morning is the seventh anniversary or birthday of Mosaic Church. Again, 7 years, is that a long time? Not really, right? Kind of short. The question that we've constantly asked is this: what kind of church do we want to be? That's been since the very beginning. From the get-go, we sought to foster a church culture of radical loving, radical giving, radical forgiving in all that we say and do, right? We said we wanted to be a different kind of church, one that's radically committed to the Lord Jesus Christ and radically uncommitted to what Jesus called the traditions of men, right? That are so often passed off as scriptural truth. One thing I learned really quickly was how much passes as biblical truth when it has nothing to do with the Bible, right? I mean, do you wear hats or not wear hats, or ladies wear gloves or not wear gloves? I mean, what has this got to do with the gospel? I mean, I understand culture and tradition. It's important, but don't confuse that with the gospel. Again, regarding our deep commitment to evangelism and community outreach, here's one of our several mottos, and if you don't know it, please memorize it. If it ain't immoral, illegal, or unbiblical, ride it till the wheels fall off, right? Oh, that has so offended so many people in this community. You know, it's like, anyway, I'll move on. And so this morning we're here to worship, fellowship, celebrate by recounting, right, and remembering the great deeds of our God, to simply bring him our grateful hearts. As I've spoken with many of you over the last several weeks, it's astonishing what God has done in our midst in 7 years, right? I mean, you saw the slideshow. That's just a kind of a synopsis, a peek. Janie has another slideshow in the lobby video screen, 313 pictures, right? A 23-minute loop. And even that's just a snapshot as well. And so these are just ways to recount and remember some of the great things that God has done in our midst. You know, part of this morning is, yes, being grateful. And I want to shout out to our worship team. We have an excellent worship team, right? Anne-Marie, Bruce, Melissa, Gary. I mean, and Sven and Marie in the sound booth. Wow, we are blessed. We are blessed for all their prayerful planning and hard work. Very professional people. We actually, our teams are actually professional. I mean, literally, in the world's eyes. I mean, all right, I won't make any comparisons. But anyway, we are blessed. We are blessed. The Bible is filled to the brim with stories about people recounting the great deeds of God, God's people's responses throughout the ages. I mean, the Psalms are really the ancient Hebrew songbook, and they're ancient songs of people celebrating what God has done, recounting, remembering with grateful hearts. And that's why I chose this verse for this morning, Psalm 40, verse 5. "Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonders you have done. The things that you have planned for us, no one can recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, there'd be too many to declare." And it's true, in our midst, there are too many of God's great deeds to declare, but we're going to try. How about that? a few things. We serve a living God who deserves all our thanks and praise. And some of you know some of these stories, and some of them need to be recounted once again. But a few words I think are required of what God was already doing by way of preparation in preparing this church called Mosaic Church, birthed 7 years ago. Some of you may know, others, this may be new, but you may know the powerful story that our church elder, Greg, has often shared about God's movement and preparation to start this church already some 10 years ago, actually, right? Right? Greg was in this very space 10 years ago, right? And God gave him a spiritual glimpse. He was with his friend and the former owner of this space, Mark Weyer, and Greg said, you know what, 10 years ago, this would be a great place to start a church. Right? This is what God does. It's like he had no idea at the time, though it's much more clear now. Meanwhile, God was preparing a rather unique and interesting group of courageous believers who wanted to be on mission to help build the kingdom of God here in the Bitterroot Valley. And what we said from the very beginning was this, we're not interested in country clubs, no museums. I like museums, but church, if a church is a museum, shut the doors. Right? No posh retirement centers, just reaching out to the lost, the broken, the suffering in the name of Jesus Christ with no strings attached. Whenever we give, we don't require anything. It's interesting how many people say, oh, okay, so do I have to come to your church? It's like, no. Really? What do you want? We want God's best for your life. We want you to know Jesus. That's it. No strings attached. Right? And so again, during the, this was interesting. I've shared this morning a little bit. I think it was with Carla earlier. After the 6 months of my firing from Canyon View, I thought my life was over. No. It was just starting. There was about 40 plus different people, you may know the story, that heard God's call to plant this church. Right? And they came to me and Deb gently and said, What do you think about starting a new church? And you know what my response was? It was the same to my mother who asked me the same question 11 years ago. She said, isn't it time that you return to pastoral ministry? I was like, absolutely not. No way. With all my heart, no. Right? Church planting is really hard work. It's like starting a new business. It's for younger guys who don't mind putting 70 to 80 hours plus work a week in. But you know, the fun part was that everybody else knew. I didn't know. I'm like, what am I gonna do? My life's over. Yeah, right, okay, whatever. Where's your faith? I was the last one on the train that God was leading. And so, as you may know, Mosaic Church began as a gathering of like-minded Christians in our living room, in our home in Corvallis. And then on January 22nd, 2017, you may know or not know that Mosaic Church actually began its first service in the banquet and bar area of the Elks, right down the street, right? This was awesome. And the good people of the Elks Club agreed to allow us to meet there for the next 2 to 3 months. And I remember Phil came up to me and he was rather serious. He said, you know, we're going to have to charge you for the space. I'm like, I understand, sir. And he was like, would $25 a week be too much? And I said, no, sir, I think we can manage that. I'll pass a hat. And we had nothing then. We had nothing. And what was really cool is God only meant for us to be there one Sunday before he moved on Mark and Don Weyer's heart and kind of that, dare I say, a prophetic word that God put on Greg's heart. And then the Weyers approached us and said, you know what, we've been praying and we feel like it's God's will for us because they own this space. And you may remember the Bitterroot Books, Christian Bookstore was over here and Marla Elevate's space. And they said, we feel like God is telling us to allow you to use this space for a monthly donation of whatever you can afford. And I was like, you don't say. I couldn't make this stuff up on my best day. And I can, make stuff up, I guess. You know, God was fulfilling his word to Greg about a church being planted in this place, and he reaffirmed Deb and my calling to this place, the Bitterroot Valley, through Carol, who said, was really helpful at the time. She said, "The Lord brought you and Deb to the Bitterroot Valley, not for Canyon View, but for Mosaic." Amen. And I was like, oh, that's it. I can be thick, as many of you know, ask my wife. Sometimes I get things, but other times, not so much. And then wonder of wonders, I think all the original sort of founding members, excuse me, of Mosaic, realized that God had used Canyon View to give us all the finances, giftings, and precious people to start this unique fellowship that's so committed to radical loving, giving, and forgiving. Wasn't that cool? I was like, wow, couldn't make this stuff up. Excuse me. Psalm 40, verse 5, our verse for this morning. "Many, O Lord, my God, are your wonders that you have done. The things that you planned for us, no one could recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they'd be too many to declare. But try we shall to recount some of the great deeds of our God here at Mosaic Church." You saw that in the slideshow. And again, during the potluck, have a look at Janie's slideshow in the back monitors. Good stuff there too. One of the common themes you will find here is our heavy outreach emphasis at the church. Here at Mosaic Church, Paul reminds us, kind of an obscure verse, Philemon 6 in the New Testament, Paul says, "I pray that you may be active in the sharing of your faith." Why? "So that you may have a full understanding of everything we have in Christ." I love that verse, right? Everything we have in Christ. Now, we've said from the very beginning, one of the unique things I think about our church is that we said we would never keep more than 6 months' reserves in our checking account, ever. People thought, "You're crazy, dude. You got to save for a rainy day." I'm like, I think God can handle it, right? And actually, we haven't had 6 months. Sarah, our treasurer, give her a round of applause. She handles this. I don't know what's coming in or out. I'm dumb. But she'll tell you, it's probably been a couple, 3 years since we've had 6 months in our checking account anyway. But we don't care, because God is good, and God just keeps pouring in, especially when we really need it. So heavy emphasis on outreach. And just a little reminder, each first Sunday of the month, so when the plate comes around, if you give cash, that goes directly into our benevolence fund, and we have a rigorous benevolence fund, and I love it. I love it. So no more than 6 months cash on hand. Because of your faithfulness, we've helped countless single moms and their children in their time of need. You know, this has only increased since COVID and now the increasing inflation. It's unbelievable, the needs in our community. You know, that's why we're so heavily involved in Haven House. Their needs have gone up a third in just the last year, more. And we get to do all kinds of great stuff in our community. People with sudden and unexpected medical bills, investing in solid local groups that pour into our community as well as its children. One fun thing you guys did this past year, as you know, my wife is the director of the Linda Massa Youth Home. These kids' stories are horrific, horrific. But remember, we passed the hat around one Sunday and we said, let's help these kids plant some fruit trees. I think we'll do that next year and we'll really line it. This is hope, people. This is hope. There was one young girl, she's not at the home anymore, but she's at a different one, but she said she planted a cherry tree. I helped her. And you guys gave the money, and Julie Moeller over at Moeller's gave us a deep discount, because she loves what we do here and she loves the youth home. And this young girl said, I may not be at this house forever, but this tree is my tree. My tree. Isn't that good? Wow. We get to be a part of these kinds of things. So simple and yet so kingdom oriented. In addition, speaking of children, so grateful for our children's ministry folk here. Want to thank Dwight and Bonnie Peterson as well as Brenda. They pour into our children's church program along with Deb. Because of them, we were able to double our children's ministry. I mean, it's hard to staff children's ministries. I've seen this all around. For a short period of time, I was part of a 2,000-member megachurch in Chicago. And you know what? They had a hard time staffing the children's ministry. 2,000 people, right? Right? This is the future, people. Come and be a part. You're investing in the kingdom. It's so good. Want to thank these guys. So blessed to have them. We also have several retired pastoral families here. Did you know that? It's amazing. I mean, we've got Dwight and Bonnie Peterson. We have Barry and Janie as well, Bauer. We have the Goodalls, Doug and Debbie in the back. We've got three pastoral families retired here at the church. Give them a round of applause. Thank you very much. I mean, gosh, 50, 40. I mean, we've got at least, among the three of them, at least 125 years of ministry. Right? Just doing math. I'm not really a math guy, but it's like, wow. You know, and it's like, I've often wondered, you know, where do retired pastoral couples go? That's got to be a tough one, right? Where do you go? I am utterly flattered and grateful. We're so grateful that you guys are here. And, you know, I guess some of the new pastors were nervous about having people, you guys, around. I'm like, you got any friends? Bring them. We love it. Mosaic is not huge, but we are mighty, right? Check this out. I mean, there's more. Let's see. Where am I? Oh, Barry and Janie, retired missionaries to Germany. Did you know that? And our other Janie, say hi, Janie. Sorry. There, missionary to Yemen and Lebanon, retired. You talk about tough areas to take the gospel. Hello. And then, you know, one thing I haven't said and I want to say, Joan Rhoda, right, is an official Billy Graham Evangelistic Association disaster relief chaplain. We are mighty in this place. There is good stuff. And again, how do we recount all this? There is just, we're just touching highlights. More great deeds of our God. I got to share this story again. I've shared it. I like this story. It's a founding story. February 2017, we were less than a month old, and we had our first outreach event, right? Remember this one? Remember this one, Anne-Marie? You were playing music here, and it was a good time. And then through God's leading, it was Valentine's Day kind of thing, and we had cookies and all kind of cool stuff. We had quite a bit of stuff left. And I remember one lady said, what are we going to do with all this stuff? I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to take it home. She said, let's take it to the bars. I was like, I'm down with that. And so the ladies took stuff all over town. And then I went over to the Rainbow. I love this story. This would horrify some Christians. That's okay. I'm good at that. And I went to the Rainbow Bar, and I delivered them to Margie. And Margie was there. And I said, I brought you some Valentine's Day cookies. And she said this. She said, dude, you're effing awesome. And I said, you are too. And she said, who are you? Well, I said, I'm Pastor Jim. I'd love for you to be my guest at Mosaic Church, 10 a.m. on Sunday. And you know what she did? It was like, I was like, it's okay. It's okay. I'd love for you to come. God bless you. That was the beginning of a different kind of outreach to folk in our community and bars and whatever that Jesus loves, that he died for. How can we share our love? And you know, for a while, and I hope we do this again, is like a lot of the leftover potluck food, we take it to the bars. Yeah. Don't you like that? Who wants to take some food to the bars after? We got a lot of food today. Have any of you been to the U.S. Chef store in Missoula? Yeah. That's awesome. I discovered that this week. And I bought a sleeve of like 100 takeout boxes. Take some home or take some to your reprobate neighbors or grouchy people or the bars or whatever and just say, God bless you. Well, that's okay. More stories coming along here. I'm not done. So anyway, more recently, I love what God is doing. A word in a minute about our Operation Christmas Blessing, the ham dinners that we give out every year, 400 of them. I just want to thank some men in our church. I want to thank Sandy, Rick, and Lynn. You guys took a lot of Christmas dinners out to folk you know in this community. I love empowering people who know people. You guys think I know everybody? I don't. I know a lot of people, but you guys know people that I don't know. And you know people that wouldn't give me the time of day. You want to ruin a perfectly good conversation? And what do you do, Jim? I'm a pastor. Oh, across the record, right? Nobody wants to talk to that guy, but you can do that. That's what's so awesome. So thanks, guys. This past year, Margie had a heart procedure in Missoula. I love this story. It cracks me up. The hospital asked her if she would like a chaplain to visit her. And Margie said this, "I don't want any religious people around here. I just want Jim and Carol Weber to come." Check. Love it. Love it. Here's some other outreaches. Giving out water, candy, a cool place to rest. We do that during Daily Days, the Fair Parade, which is fun. Want to thank especially our church deacon, Wayne Copeland, who oversees the day-to-day in this building. He's in this building more than I am. I mean, pull up a cot for Wayne, right? Day in, day out, he takes care of that. Again, as I said before, Sarah's off, awesome. She takes care of our finances. I don't know what's going on there. Do we have enough money to give money away to a widow or a single mom? Yeah. Okay, cool. That's me. How about other things? Remember the times when we've hosted the Imani Children's Choir? Oh, there they are. They are awesome. Right from Kampala, Uganda, East Africa. The whole COVID thing just messed everything up, but they're back in America now and they're doing the kind of the East and Midwest, and we're trying to get them to come back out west, so hopefully this year or next year, we want to get them back. That would be great. Some of you hosted these kids in your home. How many of you hosted a kid from the choir? Yeah. Wasn't that awesome? It's life-changing, isn't it?
It's heartbreaking and life-changing.
It is, and that's so good. That's the work of God when we go into this life of faith. We see all kinds of great things. One of the things that I enjoyed, I remember one day they went to the farmer's market. There's like a dozen and a half, two dozen little black kids. You should have seen heads turn in this town. It was awesome, right? It's like, who are these kids? Whatever. It's just like, isn't it fun sometimes just to let it lie? Like, well, I don't know. Yeah, well, that was cool.
He also went down to Sapphire Lutheran Home.
Sapphire Lutheran Home, Carla. They sang at the home. Yeah. See, that's the good stuff. That's ministry, right? When the Holy Spirit moves, what are we going to do? Oh, let's go to the retirement home. Let's sing. These kids are gifted. They're awesome kids. And hopefully we'll get them out again. Some of you know I've had the privilege of doing missions work in Uganda, and Greg and I are planning on getting back soon. There's Sam. We love him. He's one of our ground partners. Sam's coming back in September, by the way. We just found that out. Greg and I were planning on going back, and then all of a sudden my youngest son decided that in May he's getting married in China. Let me tell you about that visa application. The Chinese don't like us much. I'm still working on that one. But we're going to get back to Uganda and do some teaching. A Bible college in the Soweto slum of Jinja. And I love what God is doing among these young people. And they're church planters and they're Christian workers. And again, Sam does this as well. And I'm so excited. He's such a godly, good man. Let me tell you, in Uganda, heads also turn when a Mzungu, this is Luganda for, I love it. They don't call me a white man. They call me a Mzungu. And you, many of you are Wazungu. It means a crazy white man running around in circles. this is what they thought of the British when they were in Uganda. It's like the white guys are running in circles again. I don't know. But when a white man shows up in a bush village, the kids get really excited. It's a whole lot of fun. And what they do is, if they're not frightened, they come up to you and they touch you and they groom you. Because Ugandan men, their arms are very black and they don't have hair. And so they come up and they want to groom the hair. It's like I'm a white gorilla from Windy National Forest. And they're just, you know, checking it out. It's hilarious. I'll never forget, and I've shared this story, it's a favorite. Went to the village of Buwengo. And, you know, some of these crazy stories are actually really true. I was able to destroy some nasty racial and religious lies because in that small village, the local witch doctors and Muslim imams had told the children in that area not to go near white people. And why? I wish I was making this up. They said, if you go near white people, they will eat you. I'm serious. I'm not making this up. The kids were like freaking out. Don't go near the white dude. You know, and they couldn't help themselves because they're kids. And as I was walking through the village, there's like a group of like 20 kids and they're following me at like a 20-foot distance. Like, what is this strange creature? Let's watch him in his native habitat. Or, you know, it's like a Discovery Channel thing. And I was like, I'm way too juvenile, as you know. So I decided to begin to play a game of hide and seek with them, right? I would ditch them. I would hide behind trees and stuff. And then they would get close and wonder where I was. And then I'd jump out of the bush and I'd go, Menzungu! And they would scatter. They would just freak out. Oh, he's going to eat me, you know? And we did that for about 20 or 30 minutes. And pretty soon they were done with that. And pretty soon they were holding my hand. The first white Christian missionary. And I was like, check, right? Love that stuff, right? And I shouldn't laugh. I can't help myself. With Sam, his sister lives in Kamuli. We do work in Kamuli. What we do is the bush pastors who can't go to Bible school, they'll come in for special training. They'll come from all over. And so we'll do like a 1 or 2 day training and feed them so they can take food home to their families because they've been gone. And we'll teach them, we'll do Bible studies, we'll do theology, we'll do practical ministries. That's what Sam is doing there. And one time we were in Kamuli, and I remember standing there and two little cute little Ugandan girls came around the corner and they saw me and one girl started crying hysterically and ran down the street. She thought she saw a ghost. Seriously. And I'm sorry, I thought that was really funny. I felt bad for the girl. Speaking of ghosts, Halloween outreaches have been awesome here at Mosaic. Ton of fun. My wife spearheaded this 7 years ago, and I remember we didn't know what we were doing. So we went to Walmart in Missoula, and we got a cart, and my wife just started throwing bags of candy, and she filled the cart. And we didn't have any money at the church at the time, and I got nervous because I knew I'd have to turn these receipts into Sarah. She'd be like, what? You know? And I said to my wife, I was like, woman, you're going to bankrupt the church. And evidently, people at Walmart found that pretty funny. And they just started laughing in hysterics. Deb, at the time, she was teaching at Hamilton Christian Academy. And what she did was she brought her whole class to the church and broke every child labor law in the book. And all the kids packed 1,000 bags of candy. Like, I think 7 or 8 pieces, something like that, I think 7. And that started that whole ministry, which was a whole lot of fun. And you know what the highlight over the years, there's a good picture. I mean, this place is mobbed on Halloween. I love it when young parents say, you know, that church gives out the best candy in town. I love that. And I did a little math. In the last 7 years, you've given away 36,000 pieces of candy. Check radical giving, right? Yeah, and the little boys, they come, they do a pass, like second round, third round. I'm like, son, you've been here. Fine, take it, you know? Because we give out good stuff. Operation Christmas Child, as Joan shared, has been a wild success. We have more volunteer OCC staff, I think, than probably any church in the state of Montana. I love it. Love it, right? Joan, Cindy Bratville, Brenda Olmsted serve as our church coordinators, and we also now welcome Carla West. We've got it in spades, people. This is awesome, right? Joan's also our prayer coordinator. Debbie and Greg Reinhardt oversee the greater Missoula area as co-area coordinators. They were just at the national conference this weekend. They came home early to be here to celebrate because today's an awesome day. As Joan shared, over 11 million children around the globe received shoeboxes of love this year. Thousands and thousands received Jesus as their Savior for the first time through OCC's Greatest Journey Bible program. And it's been found that every child that receives a shoebox in the third world, as many as 7 more people are impacted by the gospel. These are some really cool stats. Countless churches have been planted because of Operation Christmas Child. And as Joan shared earlier, this was a banner year. Mosaic packed 777 triple sevens boxes of love. This turns out, Greg gave me some great stats yesterday. In the greater Missoula area, you guys packed 9.25% of all the boxes. Yeah, that's how serious we are around here, right? In the greater Missoula area. This past year, the 200 millionth child in the war zone of the Ukraine received a shoebox of love since the ministry began. 200 million. You'll never see this on the news or hear about it. 200 million. Great stats. In 7 years, Mosaic has packed a total of 3,324 boxes. Now, if that impact is times 7, that means 23,268 people in total have heard the good news of Jesus Christ because of you. Don't say this doesn't impact the world. This is huge, right? How about all the Christmas outreaches we've had? God has used in so many amazing and unpredictable ways. I want to share a story. I've shared this in the past, but it's so good because it encapsulates the vision, values, and mission of why Mosaic Church exists. Many of you know we do this Advent cookie outreach. We'll use anything. We don't care. Who doesn't like Advent cookies? Well, evidently some people don't. Mike and Carol Weber felt led early on in this outreach to give a beautiful bag of Christmas cookies and put it on the front porch of a man named Armand. Armand, this is a great story. Let me tell you though, Armand was not happy that someone trespassed on his property, and he let us know in no uncertain terms. And don't get mad at my language, this is Armand's language, right? He said, "I don't want any of your damn Jesus cookies. Stay off my property." Yeah. Armand had lived a pretty wild and a pretty difficult life, but through that small act of radical love, Mike and Carol began to reach out to Armand, and his heart was slowly softened to Jesus, and he began to actually attend holiday dinners with the Webbers in their home, and he gave his life to Jesus Christ, became a Christian. And before his passing, he began an intense life of prayer. He even attended Mosaic Church. And guess what? Now he is in heaven, pain-free. We're going to bake some more damn Jesus cookies, aren't we? Yes, we are. Yeah. Or whatever it may be, we don't care. It's a vehicle. We use physical things to promote what? Spiritual things. That's what we do. Armand's story is Mosaic's story. Because Mosaic was started for people like Armand, whom Jesus called the least of these. Amen? We love it. Over the last 7 years, women's ministry have made and bagged nearly 7,000 cookies and sent them out to Mosaic people to give to their friends, their neighbors, shut-ins, inviting them to the Christmas Eve service. Oh, that was interesting this year, last Christmas. This past Christmas Eve, they filled the church. And I got in here and I was like, who are these people? I don't know these people. 2/3 of the Christmas Eve attenders, I didn't know who they were. And I absolutely loved it. They wanted to be here to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Were they saved? Were they unsaved? Were they, I don't know. But they heard the gospel, that's for sure. And of course, many of you remember over the last seven Christmases, Mosaic has partnered with what's now called Bowers Market, the old Merck in Corvallis, in packaging nearly 2,800 complete ham dinners with all the fixings for people in need in our community. Did a little math. In the last 7 years, that's $140,000 in food. And we used to give out gift cards, 50,000 in gift cards to those in need here in the Bitterroot Valley. This actually caused our secular newspaper, right, Ravalli Republic, to write some of the most sympathetic articles concerning a Christian church and outreach I've ever read in my life, and I've lived in five states. It's like, I can't believe it. I mean, they're giving us advertisement for free. And I think with those articles over the last 7 years, it helped to put Mosaic sort of speak on the map in many people's minds here in the Valley and what we do and what we value. Love that. And then for the cherry on top, many of you know this story, some who are new may not, God issued what I call his coup de grace upon Mosaic December 2019. Some of you remember that at the beginning of the Christmas Advent season was about to begin, we found that a California investor had agreed to buy this building from the owners, and it appeared for a while that we would be, as a church, homeless. Remember that? How many of you remember that? A few of you? Yeah. Well, recounting the great deeds of God, God's humor is matchless. After a time of prayer, Wayne and Greg and I were sitting on the table back there. We're like, what are we going to do? You know? And Wayne rightly said, well, how about let's pray? And so we prayed, and the Holy Spirit reminded us that we had second right of refusal, technically, on the building. Marla, who's our tenant, I actually saw her go out to her car that day. I was like, hey, guys, I know where she's going. I'm not a prophet, but she's going to the bank. Gonna see if she can get the money. And she came back like, what, a half hour, 45 minutes later? And she looked kind of like this. I'm like, sweet. It's like, it's our turn, second right of refusal. And what we realized that for $5,000 earnest money, we could buy some time to think and pray. You know, you know the biblical fleece and all that kind of thing in the Old Testament? We put it down. And so throwing down that fleece, God's people at Mosaic rose up. Six weeks, you raised $112,000. $112,000. That was required for the down payment, as well as the same in three-year pledges. We never had a special meeting or a committee, ever. You know, my doctoral mentor had a plaque on his desk. I loved it. It said, "For God so loved the world that he didn't send a committee, praise God." Oh, Lord. Jason, what's that other quote?
David Ogilvie, the great advertising exec.
Yeah.
Search, if you will, your towns and cities. Tell me if you find statues of committees.
Yep. You know what we do is, like, if there's a need and it's presented, it's like, okay. I mean, we can move really fast. Or it's like, I'm thinking about something. What are you guys thinking? What do you think? And we're like, oh yeah, I'm thinking that too. It's like, okay, let's do it. And God uses it. It works great. I hate committees. No committees in this church, right? Just like we have no formal membership. It's like, well, you got to go through a class and sign these documents or whatever. You want to be a part of the church? Get involved. And here's when you become a member, when I do this. Poof, you're a member. Hooray, yeah. So papers were signed in 2019, December 30th. That was a bit of a, oh, there I am. Signing the papers down at Montana Title, down the street here, a few businesses. We got this building, and we had to get it before January 1st, otherwise we would lose it. And the Weyers would have to pay another $50,000 penalty or something. And God did that. And we're praise God. And so we went from near homelessness to owning the joint, and we actually became a landlord. So Elevate Fitness is our tenant. And I have a funny relationship with Marla, who's a Christian woman. She gives us money, and I go there and work out, and she beats me up. And then she gives us money, and I do it again. I know Carol does it too. And she's really good. She's a really excellent personal trainer. Check this out. Elevate pays nearly two-thirds of our monthly mortgage, and we actually pay $50 less now by owning the place in comparison when we were renting. That's a God thing. And so in only 4 years, this building is now two-thirds paid off. How about that? 4 years, right? And as of a week or two, Sarah and Wayne informed me, we are down to $91,000 of our mortgage. 4 years. That's really good from the original $339,000, which was a deal back then. What would it go for now in inflation? See, God is always looking out for us. I mean, God is, I'm a living testimony that God is merciful to the dumb and stupid. It's awesome, right? Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your radical giving. Again, Psalm 40, verse 5, our touchstone verse for the day. Many, O Lord, my God, are your wonders that you have done. The things that you have planned for us, no one can recount to you. Were I to try and speak and tell of them, they would be too many to declare. Regarding our building / mission center, in the last year or two, we've been able to make some important repairs and improvements. You know, this building's 100 years old. And so we had to get rid of an old coal-fired chimney because it was like pulling the building apart. So we raised some outside funds to take that down. New energy efficient LED lighting, as well as for our tenants next door. Want to thank Josh and Holly Coy. Have you all seen the children's ministry area upstairs? You can hear it. Go and see it. It's awesome. It used to be a train wreck. Now it's really awesome. They completely renovated that. And then this past year, they renovated the bathroom and back area. It kind of looked like a 1950s warehouse, pretty ugly before then. And now it's like, whoo, it's pretty nice now. Right? And so in 2024, we want to, our heart is to expand children's and youth ministry. So what we're going to do, hopefully this month, is go upstairs, break through the wall into Marla's office, and take it over. We're going to give her some nice office space. Don't get me wrong, everybody wins. But we want to make that into an older children's / youth ministry area. And so Josh and Holly are going to lead that in the rehabbing of that. We want to grow in our commitment to reaching kids and youth in Jesus' name. Amen? That's on it. Yep. On the docket. Right? Exciting. Yeah, I want to thank some very dear ladies here at Mosaic Church that you may not know about as far as what they do. I want to thank Carol Weber, who decorates our picture window. Isn't that cool? Month in, month out, different themes and stuff like that. Kathy Fegley, glad to have Kathy back, prepares all the birthday and anniversary cards. Grateful for that. Joan Rhoda handles our email and kind of light secretarial sort of stuff. Want to thank Janie Bauer, who has greatly improved our social media presence and is breaking into our dated website a little bit. Sonia McCormick handles the bulletins and sermon copies. And my wife does baby showers and special events. Please forgive me, ladies, if I forgot anybody. But we are blessed here, right? People doing stuff day in, day out. Nothing glamorous, but kingdom strategic, right? And so as we begin our seventh year of life and ministry here at Mosaic Church, we are more committed now than ever to our core vision and values of being radically loving, radically forgiving, radically forgiving. And so, my friends, let's do it God's way. I often say that to people, you know. When we do it our way, it's always a mess, isn't it? There's a song about that. Remember old Blue Eyes? I did it my way. Yeah, look what happened, right? Let's do it God's way. Again, if the Christian life is boring, you're doing it wrong, right? Or as Wayne has powerfully reminded me several times over the past few years. I love this. The Christian life is not a journey to the grave with the intention of arriving safely in a pretty and well-preserved body, but rather to skid in broadside, thoroughly used up, totally worn out, loudly proclaiming, wow, what a ride. Isn't that how you want to go out? I do. That's what we're doing, amen? All right, so let's pray as we close this time, and as we prepare for communion. I love communion. All of you have stories of what God has done. You also have your stories of sadness and hurt. And yet, in this communion time, Jesus is loving us. He's healing us. And so, I want to pray for the communion time as well as the potluck, and then we'll have a closing special song with Jody and the worship team. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for this seventh birthday, this anniversary, just recounting a few of your great deeds that you've done over the last 7 years. It's amazing. And we're so grateful that you use us in this time and place. And Lord, we recommit our lives to you, Jesus, in a new way, that we would be even more radically loving, forgiving, and giving in the days ahead. And so, Lord, as we enter into this time of communion with one another and with you especially, we just pray that you would bless this time and that we would take some quiet moments to thank you and recount your great deeds in our life and in our church. And Lord, we just want to thank you for the potluck coming up, all the great food and all the hands that have prepared it. We pray your blessing upon them and upon the food. In Jesus' name, say amen.